The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 11th of June, 2008. It's the official state holiday of Hawaii today, Kamehameha Day, celebrating Kamehameha the Great, who established the Kingdom of Hawaii. He was known as the Napoleon of the Pacific, who tried to preserve ancient Hawaiian traditions and not lose them to the influence of Europeans. It was on this day in 1935 in Alpine, New Jersey, that people first heard FM radio. The inventor Edwin Armstrong gave a demonstration of it. FM, which stands for frequency modulation, his idea was to create sound by varying the frequency of a radio wave instead of varying its amplitude, which was the case with AM radio. FM radio was much clearer than AM, had much less static. And for the demonstration that day in Alpine, New Jersey, 1935, Edwin Armstrong played them some classical music and also the sound of water being poured. It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born in Newport News, Virginia, 1925. Served in the Marines, worked in a publishing house. He got fired. He sat down to write a novel. His first novel became a great success, Lie Down in Darkness, 1951, about a young Southern girl who commits suicide. William Styron, after the book came out, was hailed as the new William Faulkner, the great storyteller of the South, which Styron did not care for. He said, "I don't consider myself in the Southern school, whatever that is." Wrote another bestseller in 1967, The Confessions of Nat Turner, a fictional account of the slave rebellion, and then in 1979, Sophie's Choice. William Styron, who liked to sleep until noon, stay in bed for an hour or so, thinking, then write in the afternoon, eat dinner late, and then stay up until the middle of the night. Here's a poem for today, a traditional American song, cowboy song called Rye Whiskey. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If the hard times don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll tune up my fiddle and I'll rosin my bow and make myself welcome wherever I go. Beef steak when I'm hungry, red liquor when I'm dry, greenbacks when I'm hard up, and religion when I die. They say I drink whiskey, my money's my own. All them that don't like me can leave me alone. Jack of diamonds, I know you of old. You've robbed my poor pockets of silver and gold. Whiskey, you villain, you've been my downfall. You've kicked me, you've cuffed me, but I love you for all. Sweet milk when I'm hungry, rye whiskey when I'm dry. If a tree don't fall on me, I'll live till I die. I'll buy my own whiskey, I'll make my own stew. If I get drunk, madam, it's nothing to you. My foot's in the stirrup, my bridle in my hand, a courting fair Molly to marry, if I can. My foot's in my stirrup, my bridle's in my hand, I'm leaving sweet Molly, the fairest in the land. Her parents don't like me, they say I'm too poor, they say I'm unworthy to enter her door. I've no wife to quarrel, no babies to bawl, the best way of living is no wife at all. You may boast of your knowledge and brag of your sense, 'twill be all forgotten 100 years hence. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. The hard times don't kill me, I'll live till I die. Rye Whiskey, an old American song. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts and Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. and by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.